In briefings on Wednesday, Florida Governor Rick Scott called Irma a massive, possibly devastating storm with extreme winds and a projected storm surge that could go for miles. He compared Irma to Hurricane Andrew, which was a Category 5 storm when it struck Florida in 1992.
The storm is bigger, faster, and stronger than Hurricane Andrew.
To help the state prepare, Scott has declared a state of emergency, waived bridge and road tolls, and has begun activating members of the Florida National Guard, with 1,000 activated since Tuesday and another 6,000 to report by Friday.
In addition, 13 helicopters and more than 1,000 tactical high water vehicles are on standby. The Florida National Guard is coordinating with other states and the National Guard Bureau to ensure approximately 30,000 troops, 4,000 trucks, 100 helicopters, and air evacuation crews are ready to support our state.
Scott says the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission has teams of officers and equipment on standby, with the Florida Department of Law Enforcement, Highway Patrol, Highway Safety, and other agencies also preparing.
The federal government is ready.
That's U.S. Senator Bill Nelson. He and Senator Marco Rubio joined Governor Scott at a midday briefing in Miami-Dade County. To assist the state's preparations, Nelson says they've contacted all elements of the federal government.
We've spoken directly to Brock Long, the FEMA director. He is pre-positioning people as well as supplies. Although FEMA is quite stretched, as you can imagine, with all that's gone on in Texas.
But as Irma approaches, Nelson and Rubio want to ensure resources are set aside for Florida. So they're calling on Senate leaders to include additional funding in a $7.85 billion disaster aid package the House passed earlier on this Wednesday for Hurricane Harvey. Now, when it comes to government readiness, Nelson assures that officials will proceed with lessons learned from previous storms. For example, he notes the readiness efforts of the U.S. Coast Guard.
They have moved the ships where in the storm's path, they'll be back in with the ships as well as the aircraft to assist. We've talked to the U.S. military. You're not going to see what happened in Hurricane Katrina, where the U.S. military and the National Guard in Katrina were operating on separate things without coordination.
Meantime, Rubio updated FEMA's response in activating all of its regions, including Region 4 in Atlanta, which is now operating on a 24-hour basis. Also, FEMA has incident management assistance teams and other resources being pre-positioned.
To support the state of Florida, FEMA has now moved more than 8.5 million liters of water, nearly 6.6 million meals, as well as cots, blankets, generators, durable medical equipment, infant care kits, plastic sheeting and tarps and other such material. Those are staged at a support base at Maxwell Air Force Base in Montgomery, Alabama.
But Rubio cautions those supplies won't be available until after the storm has cleared, so residents need to sustain themselves for at least 3 to 5 days.
Be prepared, please. This is a very ugly storm, and it is going to deeply impact some part of Florida, large parts of Florida, potentially. No matter what direction this takes over the next few hours, we're going to feel it. Get ready.
Evacuation of the Florida Keys began on this Wednesday, with other evacuation orders expected as Hurricane Irma gets closer to the state and its path becomes more certain. At this point, the Florida Panhandle is not in line for direct impact, but residents here are encouraged to be prepared just in case and to stay tuned for any updates from local emergency management officials. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.